Lyrics of Love and Laughter by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Soliloquy of a Turkey. Dey's a sort of threatening feeling in de blowing of de breeze, and I's feeling kind of squeamish in de night. I's a walking around a looking at de different style of trees and a measuring de thickness and de height. For dey's something mighty specious in de looks de darkies give as dey pass me and my family on de ground. So it occurs to me dat likely, if I cares to try and live, it concerns me for to mince to look around. There's a curious kind of shiver running up and down my back, and I feel my fetters ruffling all the day, and my legs commence to tremble every blessed step I make when I sees a axe that turns my head away. Folks is gorging me with goodies, and is treating me with care, and I's fat in spite of all that I can do. I's mistrustful of the kindness that's around me everywhere, for it's just too good and frequent to be true. Snows are falling on the meadows all around me now as white, but I still keep on a-roosting on the fence. Isham comes and feels my breastbone, and he hefted me last night, and he's gone around a-grinning ever since. Tain't the snow that makes me shiver. Tain't the cold that makes me shake. Tain't the winter time itself that's affecting me. But I think the time is coming, and I'd better make a break for to set with Mr. Possum in his tree. When you hear the darkies singing, and the quarters all as gay, tain't the time for birds like me to be around. When the hickory chip is flying and the log's been carried away, then it's dangerous to be roosting nigh the ground. Grin on, Isham, sing on, darkies, but I flop my wings and go for the shelter of the very highest tree. For there's too much closer tension and there's too much falling snow, and it's too nigh Christmas morning now for me. The End of Soliloquy of a Turkey by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Let to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.